Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the top row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar.
Our friends at Patrick's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. They are making you a, making a lot of small businesses out there, getting some good decisions, some good planning. That just makes sense, right? You want to do anything right. You want to plan it and make sure that you can take the right course of action and make sure your return's much better. We are about 6 weeks away from returns. So I want to go ahead and let you do that. I had a dear friend of mine yesterday say, hey, he sent me a text. I have a complicated tax return. Who at the Patterson Tax Service can take care of for me? I said, well, I mean, anybody, certainly. But Russell's who I go to. Mine's fairly, well, not too complicated. But there's not a tax situation that they don't know and can't handle for you. So gave him Russell's number. Sure set him up. And I can't wait to get the phone call in the spring of, you know what, man, I really appreciate you setting us up. Great guys. Good folks over that way and can save you money. Anywhere you hear my voice, 864-859-8289, 864-859-8289. Yesterday, Bronco Mendenhall stepped down at Virginia. Dallas Cowboys beat the New Orleans Saints 27-17. High school state championship games today, including Daniel going for back-to-back state championships at 2 o'clock today down in Columbia. Not a whole lot of college basketball last night. Geared up for this weekend. You'll see more of that, and we'll give you some of those games later in our Biggie Small stuff. In this segment, in the next two segments for Phillips, we'll take some phone calls in this segment. I have an interesting text, or someone called off the air to ask John a question. We'll get to that one. Also talk about Ray Thornton to the transfer portal. What do the numbers look like at safety at Clemson now? Let me get Dre in Greenville up first, 654 Roar. Hey, Dre, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm kind of upset this morning, man.
Why so?
Man, I woke up at 5:40 this morning, got up, got dressed, went and got my coffee and my breakfast to get to work. The only remember that we don't work today because we got our company Christmas lunch today. So I'm headed back home.
Well, look, that means I know. At least you're prepared for a little more mid-morning nap, maybe. Will you be able to go back to sleep and get that thing done or not?
Yeah, man, but I've been binge-watching SEAL Team on CBS, so I'm probably going to go home and watch the SEAL Team.
There you go. There you go, man. I like it.
I was calling, man, from listening to your show, from the little bit I heard this morning when I got up and got in the car and everything. So I know Brent Venables' name is floating around for a couple jobs, an Oklahoma job mostly. And I heard you mention Tony Elliott may be in the mix for a couple different jobs. Which one of the coordinators at Clemson do you believe will leave first? Will it be Brent or Tony Elliott? And I'll take your comments off the air, my man.
Thank you, Andre. Enjoy SEAL Team this morning. It's better than work, I would think.
All right, man.
Have a great weekend. I always thought that Tony would be the first. Both, by the way, have turned down jobs, and big-time jobs. Brent turned down Auburn. Tony turned down Tennessee because of dysfunction in both athletic departments. Maybe the right move, maybe not. We'll see if that's the right move or not. Because of the Oklahoma, the big elephant in the room in Oklahoma, I think the odds now would favor Brent in case he got it. But, again, you could lose both of them. I mean, the Duke or Virginia or I don't know, Matt Campbell gets it. Well, not in that case, because Brent would be the go to Cincinnati, or you wouldn't lose both of them in that case. But you could lose both of them. Up until the Oklahoma deal, I always thought that Tony might be that. But that both have been very selective and have not just jumped at opportunities. I think both saw what Chad Morris did and both see Jeff Scott struggling down in Tampa at South Florida and know that you don't want your next job to be your last job. So with that said, you just got to go Brent at this point in time just because of Oklahoma. You had an interesting off the air question.
A caller got in and wanted to know, is the reason Lincoln Riley left and maybe the hesitancy of a Brent Venables or someone else taking the Oklahoma job, does it have to do with the move to the SEC? Not so much in terms of the level of competition, but when you're going 11-1 at Oklahoma, and I mean, I know it's a different league. In that league, it's, you know, there's more teams, more competition, what have you. They, you know, you could realistically be going 8-4 regularly moving into the SEC. Is that something that a coach wants to steer away from? That if it was Oklahoma staying in the Big 12, you know, different expectations, different job.
I think Lincoln Riley's thought process, Southern Cal's a great job.
And the way he recruits that part of the country?
And the deal that he got.
Oh, yeah.
Those are great deals and great jobs.
Absolutely.
You also, Lincoln Riley's young enough, he kind of reset his clock a little bit. And maybe if Lincoln Riley's end game is the NFL, maybe it's a little easier to jump. You know, I want it Oklahoma and I want it Southern Cal.
Sure.
But playing Kansas and Texas Tech and TCU is different than playing, well, it's not a whole lot different than playing Vanderbilt and Missouri and South Carolina, Mississippi State. But it is different if you had to play Alabama and A&M and LSU maybe and Georgia. So
depends on how they split up the conference.
Yes, a lot to be determined there. I think that's what Riley's thoughts were. It is an easier, and certainly in his new job.
Because you walk into the Pac-12, and it's kind of like taking the Alabama job in the SEC.
Yeah.
Or the Ohio State job in the Big Ten. You're the program.
In that South Division, Utah, Arizona State, UCLA, Southern Cal, Colorado, Arizona, you ought to be better than those teams.
Well, and if Southern Cal is operating at not even peak efficiency,
you ought to win that.
You own the league.
Right.
You have the most weight at the table.
Right.
You control basically everything that happens within the Pac-12.
Moving forward, short-term, Oklahoma has one issue, and long-term, they have one issue. You mentioned the long-term issue of Alabama, LSU, A&M, Georgia. Who knows where Florida's going to be? Who knows where Arkansas, Mississippi?
He probably saw that fine Southern gentleman down there in Baton Rouge got terrified.
I do declare. With that said, the short-term issue in Norman right now is all of the guys that have left to the transfer portal and all of the decommitments from this unbelievable class that you had. You've got 3 or 4 big-time players leaving your program as far as transfer portal and 3 or 4 big-time recruits, 4, you know, a couple of different 5-star recruits that were committed to you that are going elsewhere. Some wisdom, and I don't disagree with the folks that have texted in this morning saying that if it was Brent, wouldn't it already be named Brent? I see that line of reasoning, and that might be the case, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the case because maybe they view Brent as the guy. But still, you need to do your due diligence by interviewing Luke Fickell and Dave Aranda, right? Or maybe Cliff Kingsbury and engage that interest. So you're not doing your job if you just make an emotional hire and you think that's your guy, so you don't interview anybody else. Texas said, if Oklahoma's not announced anything today, is it more possible that they're going after Matt Campbell or Luke Fickell? Yes. Yeah, I think they're going to talk to Luke Fickell or Dave Aranda. You know, maybe Mario Cristobal, maybe. I think they talked to someone who's playing this weekend. But maybe coming out of that, you talk to them and go, you know what, man, we had Brent. And we know Brent, and we're extremely comfortable with him. These other guys didn't blow my doors off. We're going to go with Brent. So I think it's a sign, but I don't think it's the ultimate end sign. Dylan in Greenville said, what are chances that maybe instead of Lincoln jumping ship because of the SEC, jumped ship because something coming out of the NCAA, something like a scandal, something like that? I don't think that he had a scandal in NCAA. There's no, nobody talked to any about that. And nowadays, I don't know, the NCAA didn't have any teeth on anything. I don't think that's the reason you leave Oklahoma. Homer is in Easley this morning. Good morning, Homer. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. How about you?
Fantastic.
You know, I don't know why Oklahoma just don't go ahead and hire Danny Ford.
Yeah, you know, Coach Ford still young enough to get the thing done and head back out. I remember when Danny Ford coached against Oklahoma in 1989, he was not very popular after beating them then. Maybe he can go make a kiss and make up with Oklahoma fans.
Oh, yeah. About the South Carolina Clemson game, I got a son that's a diehard Gamecock fan, and my wife's got a son-in-law that's a diehard Gamecock fan. And he goes, I don't know what happened in the second half. I said, I do. Instead of running the Gamecocks out, they run a bunch of turkeys out.
Yeah. It was – I wasn't shocked at 30-0. If they play it again, I think it'd be something similar than that. But I got to tell you, man, South Carolina, you can tell – the Gamecock fans in your family at Christmas. Well, I don't know if you saw a worse quarterback situation than they had. And going into it, we knew that. We knew they were giving up more running yards. And I guess we shouldn't have been shocked by 30-0.
No, because that defense, they played their tails off.
Yeah, no doubt. But pretty easy to defend too, right?
Yeah. I need to ask you two questions.
Okay.
When does Alabama and Georgia play, and do you know what radio network it would be on?
I don't know the radio network, but it is 4 o'clock tomorrow, CBS. You should be – these things are kind of thrown together, the teams that don't normally count to carry them, but also the Alabama and the Georgia stuff. Where are you going to be, Homer? Are you going to be local here?
Yeah.
All right. I had to find it. Georgia has a local affiliate here somehow, some way. Maybe a Georgia fan can tell us that. If you're going to be on the road and you can't watch it, Georgia has a local Upstate South Carolina affiliate. I'll try to find it for you today.
Okay, I really do appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, Homer. Hope you have a great weekend. Let me get Desmond. So, Georgia fan, tell me what's the Georgia local call numbers here? What numbers on the dial there? Desmond's in Greenville. Desmond, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, G.
Fantastic. Blessed.
Good deal. So what I'm hearing is everybody's running. Oklahoma is now scared to be going to the SEC. Is that what we come to the conclusion? They was ready to go, but now they're kind of scared to be going.
Texas said 106.1 for Georgia fans tomorrow. I don't think Oklahoma is scared, but I think that certain coaches would be. And as a matter of fact, I was fascinated, and I'd love to, we'll never know who, but I think it was David Hale or Mark Slaybaugh who tweeted out this week that he knows, he said either more than one or multiple. I don't remember the exact phrase. I need to go back and look it up, but it said, I know at least more than one head coach who says he would not want to be a head coach in the SEC. So, I mean, it makes sense. Why line it up and beat your head against the wall like that?
Well, it never made any sense when the original plan, in my opinion, let me back up, in my opinion, for them to leave to go anyway. I don't know what they was chasing. I really don't. It really didn't make any sense then. It doesn't make any sense now.
100% agree.
Who knows? But we'll see what happens.
Hey, Desmond, look, think about this for a second. When you look at Miami, you look at Nebraska, you look at a lot of these schools that made these jumps to different conferences, and it just didn't work out, man. I you had it made out there. I don't understand. It's for a little bit more money, less access, maybe. I think it's a mistake. I agree with you.
Yeah. But then just a quick thought about the coach carousel. I would think that a coach, up-and-coming coach, would love to take maybe that Duke job or be able to take that UVA job and say, you know what, I can win here. I may not win early, but I know they're going to give me some time. I know they're going to give me a little bit of time to get the job done. I may get that pie in the sky 5 years. I may not get a whole 10, but I definitely can get 5 if I go to Duke, if I go to UVA. Give me your thoughts on that, and give me your thoughts about what you think the attendance is going to be in Charlotte this weekend without Clemson or another high-profile school from the ACC being there. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Desmond. Have a great weekend. Makes sense that you would hope that you are more patient at Duke and at Virginia. Makes sense. I mean, certainly Virginia was patient with Bronco.
And they were patient with other coaches as well.
Yeah, that's a selling point. Because you do not look, not all rebuilding jobs are the same. Building or rebuilding at some schools is much more difficult. So you have to understand that going in. So that is a selling point, is that we are going to be very patient with you. You go get done, take your time getting this thing done, because we know it's a tough job. On the other side, or the attendance thing, I'm thinking, first of all, it's going to be beautiful weather. So you don't have to worry about that being a deterrence. I would think you'd see about 50,000. Pittsburgh going to travel okay. Wake Forest travel okay. Some Charlotte people will have a little bit of interest. I would think 50 is what the number you could be looking at. Hey, our friends at Zero Res Greenville, 558-7300, 558-7300. Let Zero Res take care of you at Zero Res Greenville. The bottom line is that your carpets will be clean. They'll stay cleaner longer. No soil-attracting residues are going to be left behind. Zero Res Greenville. Let them take care of you with this carpet in your businesses and your homes. It is a... It's something I'm glad I did at home. I'm glad we done here at the studios, at the station. The ZR water works, and it works at an incredible level. Find out how and why. ZeroResGreenville.com. $129 3-room special. Mention my name, get a free hallway. Zero Res, 558-7300. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Short break. Josh Williams joins us. We'll talk Pac-12, Big Ten, ACC, SEC, and Big 12 championship games right after this.
Guys, 2021's been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today and Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That's free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. Just go to Pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
At Clemson Marina, we have 2021 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats, a service department with certified techs, great food at the grill, boat rentals, and hassle-free boating at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton Boats dealer.
Whether it's lunchtime, dinner time, or sometime in between, your Pie Clemson has cheesy signature pastas, freshly made pizzas, paninis, refreshing salads, and gelato, sure to satisfy your cravings. Visit Your Pie from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily at 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson, where you can dine on the patio or order to go. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health-conscious and delicious as possible. It's fresh and just the way you like it. We'll see you at Your Pie Clemson.
Hey, Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Keep fighting the spread. Wear your face mask. Stay 6 feet apart. And get vaccinated. Join us and fight the spread. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxfacts.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belk and Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Attention, men. It's a proven fact that a lack of intimacy in a relationship can hurt self-esteem and lead to emotional detachment. Let the Greenville Men's Clinic help you create the relationship you've always wanted and put an end to ED and PE with one visit. Erectile dysfunction and premature issues are simple to eliminate with the right treatments and the providers that understand how they work. The doctors at the Greenville Men's Clinic offer the latest in available treatments with same-day solutions for erectile and premature issues. You can increase ability and stamina in just one visit. Most men think the little blue pills or testosterone are the only options. Not true. Call 864-301-1111 to meet with licensed providers no matter what age you are. And even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or have had your prostate removed, they can help you too. 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or go to greenvillemensclinic.com. That number again, 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Warby Parker. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at warbyparker.com/terms.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes.
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Text FRAMES to 64,000 to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text FRAMES to 64,000 to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. Text FRAMES to 64,000 to get started for free. That's FRAMES to 64,000.
Where you can get the holiday season, bowl season, and basketball season all in one place. 105.5 and 97.5.
Merry Christmas.
We are the Roar.
Healthcare is doing this amazing job, and I continue seeing these unbelievable stories. If you have any issues with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and you want to blast that belly fat, the Healthcare does an unbelievable job for you. At the Healthcare is Sailor Health. The team comes and buys food for you, cleans out your old pantry, even cooks for you. We love this idea, and I love the fact that we're seeing and hearing from people. Diana took the health there, and she can't stop talking about it. She lost 28 pounds and 44 inches in just 4 weeks. And even though she has a bad knee, she said the diet is easy for her to stick to. She loves recipes on her mobile app. For a free consultation today, buy one and get one free, oh, by the way, and reverse the symptoms in 30 days or your money back, call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Or go to idareme.com. To our guest lines, Josh Williams joins us on a championship weekend. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are great. Let's jump to some of the games. We begin tonight in the Pac-12. How in the world, I know it's a neutral site rather than at Utah, but how in the world does Oregon attempt to turn around a 38-7 game and have a chance to beat the Utah, who's favored by 2.5 to 3 points tonight?
Yeah, so we think back to that previous matchup. It was around this number. Utah lay in 3 or so at home, and now you've got basically the same line on a neutral site. Utah's gotten, between 50 and 55% of the ticket, so slightly more there. But there's more total money been on Oregon, so there has been respective money on Oregon, which makes sense. You look at that, that's right around that key number of 3, and it's ticked down a little bit to 2.5. But you think about that first game, I mean, it just, from an Oregon perspective, that first matchup went south faster than Brian Kelly and his fake accent this week. But, I mean, really the thing for Oregon was the early down success. They tried to run it. We know that they're a run heavy team, but they tried to run it 20 times there on early downs, and almost half of them went for 0 or negative yards. They got put behind the chains, and that's just not what they're built for. So kind of the diversity on early downs will be the key for Oregon. Maybe coming out throwing early, throwing to set up the run. Obviously Anthony Brown had a good game throwing the ball last week, but we'll see how that can do tonight. But you're right. I mean, they were definitely thoroughly dominated on both lines of scrimmage in the first matchup. I do expect this one to kind of flip a little bit, and this definitely be a much more competitive game. But and when speaking about the Pac-12 title games, you look at the last 4 years, there's been 2 underdogs that have won, and you look at the other 4 Power 5 conferences, that there's been no underdog winners in that time frame. So if there's one to spring an upset, this conference has been the one that's produced it.
I would feel better about Oregon if in game one there were a bunch of turnovers, but they didn't turn the ball over, and they got physically dominated. And the punt return was huge right before half, the walk-off halftime punt return, but it was still 21-0 before that. And you know, I know the game's at Oregon, but I mean at Utah, but we'll see. Big 12. A couple of really good defenses. Oklahoma State's defense might be one of the 3 or 4 biggest stories of the year. Pokes are a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and this thing opened up around 6.5, and kind of much like the other one, Oklahoma State has gotten more total tickets, 55-56%, but Baylor's gotten over 60% of the money. So the sharp money came in on Baylor at +6.5 and +6. So anything +6 or better is drawing Baylor money. The quarterback Bohannon status, maybe a little bit of question, but you got to think with the line moving toward Baylor this week and them getting some respect and money, that indicates he's likely going to play. They did play in October. Oklahoma State won 24-14 despite turning it over 3 times and Baylor turning it over none. You don't see that very much where a team is +3 in the turnover margin and loses by double digits. And that game was one of the 4 times Baylor's been an underdog this year. They won the other 3. So the only one that they did not win and cover was against Oklahoma State. So I'm really interested to watch kind of Oklahoma State and Michigan this week, how they come down off the highs last week of beating a rival that they haven't beaten in a while. If there's a little bit of a slow start, but you got to think that definitely, obviously, there's no motivation problem, and know that a win probably gets them in the playoffs. So, eventually to see, it wouldn't surprise me to see Baylor come out early, take advantage a little bit, and get a little bit of a lead until the game kind of settles in.
In the ACC, quarterback play and offense should be dominant. Pittsburgh is a 2.5 to 3-point favorite against Wake Forest.
Yeah, this has been mostly Pitt money. It opened around 2.5, got that went away pretty quick, got up to 3. So it's basically 2-to-1 ticket count, 3-to-1 in terms of money on Pitt. Which honestly makes sense. If I had to lean one way, it would be that one. If you think the 2 offenses are a wash, you definitely think Pitt's got a little bit better defense. And really, I think their defensive line is probably the key to the game. If they can disrupt Wake's slow mesh read offense. You know, obviously, it gives them a great chance. They're going to be aggressive in the back end, so it could be setting up for Wake to hit some big plays if they're able to protect. But, you know, Pitt's defensive line, they're top six in line yards and top five in sack rate. And, you know, on the flip side, Wake Forest is kind of outside the top 100 there in line yards. So, really, the key to me is the Pitt defensive line. If they can disrupt Hartman and what they want to do at that mesh point, I think Pitt's got a pretty good chance to win this.
On talk SEC last, let's get the Big Ten in here. Michigan coming off of a big win. You talked about it. How will they respond to that? 10.5 to 11-point favorite over Iowa.
Yeah, it's kind of bouncing back and forth between that 10.5 to 11. I mean, Michigan's gotten, you know, 52, 54% of the tickets, about 60% of the money, but it's kind of gotten two-way action at that number. It's bouncing back and forth. You know, much like Oklahoma State, we'll see how they handle the emotion coming off that big win last week. When you look at Iowa, they're third in the country in turnover margin at plus 15. But if you look at their three early season games against Indiana, Iowa State, Maryland, that's where they're plus 12 in those three matchups. So that's where almost all of that turnover margin comes from. And as the season went on, it was a little bit more of a slugfest for them. And I mean, Iowa just, they get their points off of, like I said, turnovers and special teams, and Michigan doesn't turn it over, and they have some of the best special teams in the country. I was a little bit undersized on their defensive front, would seem to be a bad matchup going against Michigan's offensive line. So I don't know. It seems like a sets up pretty well for Michigan, but that is a lot of points there, kind of on a low compressed total there, around 43, 43.5.
Finally, Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite in Atlanta against Alabama. It just feels weird seeing Alabama as a touchdown underdog, but I'm just not sure how Alabama does it. Thoughts on the SEC championship game?
Well, let me ask you this first. If the shoe was on the other foot and Bama was the number one undefeated team that had dominated everybody and the challenger coming in had you know, had one loss but kind of struggled the last month. I mean, don't you think this line would be 7.5, 8.5 would be more?
I think it'd be 10.5 kind of thing, 11.5, 12, you know, something
Like
that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a shock to see, you know, Bama getting plus 6.5, but given the way they've played and given, I don't know, that you could still kind of make the case that this line could be a little bit light. Based on how these two teams have played. I mean, we've been talking for a month how look aheads on this line was 2 and then 3 and 3.5 and then 4.5. So it's been slowly creeping up. But yeah, you're right. It's only the third time they've been an underdog since the beginning of the 2009 season. The other two matchups when they were a dog, they won by a combined score of 70-23. It also snaps a streak for them where they've been a favorite 26 consecutive times against top five teams. So, like I talked about before, it's not an underdog game typically in the SEC title game, and the last underdog to win was Bama in 09. But on the flip side from Georgia, obviously they haven't been tested, you could say. I mean, they've dominated everybody. When you think about it, since the Clemson game, the only opponent that has been within 14 points at any time in the second half was Kentucky, and that was for like a total of 2 minutes and 47 seconds. So, there's been 6 drives on the season in the second half where Georgia's opponent has been within 2 touchdowns, and 5 of them came in the opener against Clemson, and the other one was against Kentucky. So it feels like the line's just kind of going to sit there and bounce between 6.5 and 7. You'll definitely get Bama money at 7. But I just I'm with you. I don't really see how Bama can do it. But Georgia's got to get the monkey off the back, and, you know, if not now, you know, when's it going to happen? It's set up for them perfectly, and it looks like a good matchup for them.
I was talking to a college football coach yesterday. We're talking about Georgia. He's talking about experience, and I he did not know this, but the Georgia, if the 4 juniors that are starting on defense opt for the NFL draft, then you could see all 11 starters on Georgia's defense gone. The other side of that is, and this guy pointed out to me, he's talking about Darion Kendrick. He goes, how about Clemson had Goodrich and Booth, first team all ACC cornerbacks, and Kendrick, first team all ACC, all SEC cornerback. So pretty interesting stuff there. Yeah, from a football reason, Josh, I don't see any football reasons why Alabama can beat Georgia, but the game is got some mental things in there as well. Hey, next week, can we talk some college basketball, talk some Army, Navy, and begin looking at some of our upcoming bowl games?
Yeah, man, that sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
Hey, bundle up this weekend. It's only going to be 76.
Right in your wheelhouse.
Have a good one, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your help this morning. That's a good friend, Josh Williams. J-Dub, getting that thing done. Let me tell you about our great friends at Katichi. Josh and I have played Katichi. I should have kept Josh on because Josh and I have been to Katichi and played golf and had meals there and had a good time there. I was at Greg, the general manager's house last night. And I want to encourage you to download their app. If you're not, even if you aren't a member, you can request tee times and look at some things there. If you're not and you don't know it, go to their social media sites to get all kinds of updates. They do a really cool deal with their social media stuff with their superintendent, who explains a lot of the maintenance things. So even if you don't go, play down there, you still get to learn an awful lot through that. But boy, what a great time. What a great weekend with this weather. And I told you, the weather all the way through mid-December right now, looks like it's going to be phenomenal. Get a business trip down. Close a business deal down there. Take your meetings down that way, your Christmas parties, some great food, some great golf, and great golf instruction. Give a gift card. I think this is great. Your gift card could go to lessons. It could go to apparel. Could go to rounds of golf. Could go to food. So that's a great gift for someone. CATEECHE.com. Our great friends over at Katichi, Hartwell, Georgia. Go by and see those. This wonderful time of year to go by and see those with this weather. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Tyler Vissen is going to join us, our Jinx Inc. Realty Outdoor Hunting and Fishing Report, right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has one of the largest selections of pre-owned vehicles in South Carolina. Import or domestic, trucks, sedans, SUVs, whatever you're in the market for, Ralph Hayes Toyota can take care of you right now. Plus, Ralph Hayes Toyota services all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Add to that their rental vehicle program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota. Hey, neighbor.
Hello. Y'all okay?
Yes, we're good, but that storm was rough. I bet the winds were blowing up to 100 miles per hour.
I know. Trees are down everywhere. Why do you have power and the rest of the neighborhood doesn't?
I have a Generac home standby generator installed by Central Electrical Services. My food is cold in the fridge, AC is on, water is hot, and I can charge my phone.
You wouldn't have to have their number.
Yeah, call them today for a free estimate for your Generac home standby generator. 864-556-8002.
In a pandemic world, weight loss companies are preying on the public, lining their pockets with expensive programs. At the Health Dare, we've dropped our prices to get everyone healthy, no matter your budget. We'll even help you reverse your symptoms and lose dangerous belly fat, starting at $100 a month. This month, sign up for the Health Dare and get a week of groceries free. Because at the Health Dare, we care, and we believe it's all about you. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Go to idareme.com.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
I'm joined again today by Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, a listener asks, Walt, I'm a veteran with both VA and Medicare benefits. Are there any new and improved plans out there for 2022?
Well, first, my friend, I want to thank you for your service to our country. I am exceedingly happy to answer your question with a definitive yes. The 2022 plans are much improved, and you need to take a look at which plan best suits your needs. Please give me a call today at 864-307-8484 and set up an appointment with me to do just that. And again, thank you for your service.
Let me add my heartfelt appreciation to Gary. Now, vets, don't miss out on this opportunity. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. You will thank me later.
When house hunting, no home is the same, so why would realtors be? Making a house a home is one of the biggest decisions you can make, so make sure you have an expert realtor. Trent Smith and his team at Coldwell Banker Exclusive Realty and Management understand the value of finding the right home for you and your loved ones. From new builds to established homes, we know it all and can guide you throughout the full process. Schedule your appointment with Coldwell Banker Exclusive Realty and Management at 864-225-3788.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
The Mickey Filer Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the
Elkmont
horse.
Is a wonderful place with some great looking apparel and name brands. And, you know, I didn't realize until yesterday, you are the Ray-Ban guy, right?
Yes, I have some Ray-Bans.
I'm the Costa guy. So we got it covered there. You know what I like about Elkmont is, like, you can go in there and get a fairly inexpensive gift, too, for, like, a lot of you have, like, Christmas parties coming up. So go get you a little thermos or a little tumbler or something like that, you know. Go get you a scarf or some great gloves, you know, some wintertime, you know, toboggans or something like that. Or do what I do and make it your staple when it comes to getting the big presents for your significant other. I don't like being cold, John Hite. So I know that base layer is important. I know layering is important. I know getting some of this good quality stuff's important. And I know that when I invest in something, I'm going to invest in some quality, like own running shoes, like Patagonia, like Hey Dudes. There's really cool stuff. Hey Dudes are hot right now, I can tell you that. Get in touch with them. 153 over in Powdersville across from Chick-fil-A, 93 and 123. It's a great time to go by and see our friends over at Elkmont Trading Company. Our outdoor hunting and fish report brought to you by our good friends at Jinx Inc. Realty. Tyler Visson joins us. Good morning, Tyler. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. How are you guys doing?
I am great. I hope you guys had a nice Thanksgiving and looking forward to a good holiday season coming up. I learned something last night. You sent me a text and you have an update on the rut for deer hunting. I didn't realize that we're in a rut right now. I didn't realize that's going on this time of year.
I think we're always in the rut, Mickey, to be honest with you. You know, and I need to preface this by saying this is purely opinion-based, but I think there are some facts that kind of back up my point about the rut being basically the full deer season in South Carolina. One of those facts in particular that a lot of people have been mentioning lately is they're seeing smaller deer, unfortunately, get hit on the side of the road. And what that means is that does are dropping them late, which means they're getting bred late. And so it's not necessarily that, you know, 2 week period from maybe the last week of October through the first week of November, which is typically classified as the rut. It really means that the rut is more broadened out between basically mid October till the end of December and January, February. So, the other facts I have is over the past 2 weeks, I've seen a lot of rutting behavior, mostly in the form of fighting. Wednesday night, I got to sit out on a piece of property in Lower Anderson County, and I had four bucks in front of me, and two young bucks and two mature bucks, and they fought for probably 45 minutes. They'd all go 1v1 and then go eat and then come fight again and move around the food plot. So that was a really cool hunt. I didn't even lift my gun up. I had an opportunity, but that was just one of those exciting hunts that you just like to see, you know, what's going on. You like to see deer fighting like that. It's just, it's really exciting. But long story short is when you can get in the woods right now, do it, because the rut's not over. I think there's going to be a second rut coming in the next week or so. Or maybe a third or fourth, wherever we are in the process. But I think there's going to be another high peak of activity. But that's the bottom line is the rut lasts for 2 months or more, and there's highs and lows in activity. So just when you can get in the woods, do it. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming up here in the next few weeks before deer season ends.
Speaking of ending, I know you'd like to discuss a little bit about wrapping up the year and wildlife services and then maybe planning for the next few months.
Yeah, we had a great year. We hit a lot of goals we set at the beginning of 2021, and so we're getting ready to make some new goals and try to hit those again in 2022. But right now we're just in a maintenance period. We're servicing our equipment. We're wrapping up mowing some pastures and manipulating a few dove fields that we had planted over the last few months or back in the spring that guys are still being able to hunt now into December and January. But what I really want to talk about is more planning into next year, in particular the first quarter, January, February, and March. And the biggest three things I can tell anyone about the property is you need to do soil samples, even if it's been 2 years, 3 years, or maybe last year, maybe you added some lime last year and you're not sure exactly where it is. Take your soil samples. They're inexpensive. It's a quick process, and that's going to give you a baseline for what you need to know about your food plots and the soil health and condition. Because you can put as much fertilizer, you can put, you know, the highest dollar seed in the ground, but if you don't have the right chemistry in the soil for proper nutrient uptake, you'll never reach the fullest potential the food plot has to offer. So I'd say that's the key number one thing to do right now in the next probably 2 to 3 months so that you can get your lime in by February, March, and then have everything, have the soil ready to go for your fall food plots come August, September next year. Second thing is start thinking about the fruit and nut trees that are that need to be planted in the winter. It's a great way to differentiate a food source and a food plot. These trees that we've been planting, we've got sawtooths, about four or five different kinds of pears, four or five different kinds of apples, persimmons. Lots of really good trees that deer like and they gravitate to. So, again, different drop dates, different maturities. So it is going to be a little bit of a wait, maybe 7-8 years before they start producing fruit. We've had a lot of pear trees produce fruit in 2 years after being planted. So just another good way to differentiate your food plot, your food source. But they need to go in the ground before March. Really, really in January is when they need to go in. So we can help with that. We've got a great resource to go get those trees. Third thing we're talking about is just overall property layout and management. So that could be cutting timber, that could be burning, that could be adding new food plots. Basically, we're just looking at, you know, after you study your property for a year or two, maybe it's new to you. You know, let's go ahead and sit down and write up a plan about put out a food plot here from a bedding source to a water source. Let's look at maybe cutting some timber, adding some new habitat, or maybe burning, trying to differentiate your habitat and get some new warm season grasses coming in for maybe your turkey population. So we're wrapping up, but we're already starting to plan for next year, so we can help in all three of those areas.
I love how you guys are doing all that planning. The other thing is, man, if this land is so valuable, I would suggest calling you guys because professional help. I did a home project yesterday and I ended up getting it done, but I went around it the backwards way to do it, and I could have very easily screwed it up. Don't screw it up. To me, if land is so valuable now, don't screw it up. So call you guys, right?
That's right.
How can they reach you guys, Tyler?
Right. So, you can call our office at 864-631-2770. You can check out our website at www.jrland.com. If you have any wildlife services questions, I'd be happy to take those on my personal line at 864-419-5954. So, besides that, we've got the real estate side of things. So, you know, keep your eyes open for that. Check out our website on that. We'd be happy to help anyone buy, sell a piece of property. That's what we do. That's what we love to do. Now's a great time to hit the market and a great time to go look at property. So just keep that in mind as well.
Place to find it, jirland.com. Tyler, always great for you guys, man. Always great hearing from you. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and look forward to visiting with you guys next Friday.
Sounds great, Mickey. Take care.
It's a good friend, Tyler Visson, Jinx Inc. Realty. I misspoke. I needed to get those guys on Thursday. Hadn't told you this yet, but take a next Friday off.
I have heard, yes.
Oh, you have? Oh, man, I was wanting to bring these two on there. We're going to the Polar Express. We're going to take Drake to the Polar Express.
Nice. So,
have you done this before?
No.
I'm hearing great things.
I've never really heard of it.
Oh, Bryson City, North Carolina, the train, you know, from the movie Polar mm-hmm. Express, or the book, I should say, or movie, whatever. And you take the train up and you see St. Nick and all that. And
there you go.
Do the little pajama thing. Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be really.
Does he got his list for Santa ready to go?
First of all, he saw Santa the other day, and he doesn't quite understand gifts and things, so he got a the last birthday, like last Christmas, he got like a four-wheeler gator type thing that yeah. rides around. And so he thinks that that's what you get for presents. Like, there's no, I already have that, so I want something else. So, like, when you say, what do you want? He doesn't really know what to say. He doesn't want for anything.
Sure, yeah.
But he just thinks that that's what you're supposed to get, I think.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But him and Santa Claus, they're close. They're buds. They're looking forward to a...
So he's been on the nice list.
Oh, yeah. He's very, very nice. No doubt there. Not all the time, but 99% of the time there. I am looking forward to our Biggie Small segment next. I don't know if you saw it yesterday. Did you see what Manchester United did?
No. I don't pay attention to inferior soccer clubs.
Oh, buddy. Yesterday, against Arsenal, we got down 1-0. And then Bruno Fernandes, what a player. Tied it up right before the end of the first half. Then we got down. Then we went up 2-1. They scored immediately to knot it up. Cristiano Ronaldo put us up 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Viva Ronaldo. And then they tied it up immediately. And then Ronaldo got a penalty kick in the 70th minute, and we beat Arsenal, beat Gunners.
They're terrible, though.
Gunners?
They have been for a while.
They are currently in fifth place.
Best year they've had in a while.
Yeah. But that was a huge one.
I didn't realize they were having that good of a season.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were in fifth place.
We're in seventh now.
Oh.
But we're
so it was an upset.
It was an upset.
The underdog there.
You finally play somebody tomorrow. I'll tell you about this in the next hour. So you finally got a little competition tomorrow. I'll tell you about that. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, I'm asked all the time, Mickey, what are you talking about with these garage floors? I already have a garage floor. Yeah, but yours is concrete, and yours has most likely, if you ever parked your car in it, you've got oil stains and transmission fluid stains brake fluid, you got automotive stains down there. And when you sweep it up, you've got concrete dust that comes up. And it's kind of nasty. When you go with our good friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, it's going to be a high-performance epoxy-based resin base. Last night, I was doing some work. I needed some WD-40. Sprayed WD-40 on this little project I was working on, and a little WD-40 got on the floor. What did I do? I just took some soap and water and just got it right up. So there was no stain. It's not slipping. It's awesome. So it worked out great for us. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Morley. Set the appointment up. No obligation phone call. Get an estimate for you. 404-8158, your garage flooring specialist, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. What's on TV this weekend? We'll tell you in our Biggie segment beginning hour number 3.